The Lugawu discusses repetition. It is not enough to repeat a word until it loses meaning. Say it more. Again. Say it until your teeth wear away the tips and corners of the letters, the spelling more comical than concerning. Say it like a slur. A tired printer slips onto a sheet of paper, like there isn't meaning under the smudge. Let's practice. Lugawu. 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 In the courtyards of Port-au-Prince, the kids chant my name, hurl it like pebbles at an old man when he scolds them for stealing his mangoes. Now, Lugawu is no longer nightmarish, amorphous, but a synonym for levity. Now, when one of those kids breaks into a fever, his parents might say malaria before my name. Once, a mob would have marched to the old man's home and hung him in search of a cure. Once, they would have looked at every elder like a fountain of wisdom teeming with puffer fish. Once, I would have feared slipping into their homes, shadow sprawling across their children's rooms, swallowing tiny beds. My dark blending into the dark, my maw eager to drink their babies breathless. Now, I barely remember thirst. Famine, a dead language in the history of my stomach. And all I had to do was lend them my name. Let them whisper it like an omen. Lighter after each retelling. Weightless like a good joke. My name, a punchline. And the laughter it ushers, my name, Fangless, as a boa slowly coiling around your throat.